Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we do have some breaking news. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to investigate the classified documents discovered in Joe Biden's previous office, I guess that he held after being VP in D.C. They called it a D.C. think tank, and at his Wilmington home. Next to his Corvette, Attorney General Merrick Garland will appoint a special counsel. He actually has, and it's named Robert Hur, a former critical federal prosecutor appointed to that position by Donald Trump to fill the role. Garland says this appointment underscores for the public the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters and to making decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law. Now, I don't know much about these special counsels and how to investigate a sitting president or a former president and when it comes to classified documents and what was the president or former president or the former vice president able to declassify. But I find this all very odd and embarrassing. Any foreign country looking at all this, right? Where Biden had classified documents in his garage next to the Corvette. Told you guys I have a Corvette. It's a used one. I got to tell you, man, I'm putting nothing near that Corvette. I don't want anything to hurt the Corvette. And you know, I hope Biden doesn't have an electric car. Because if there's any sparks that happen, that could really hurt the classified documents. So I don't know. I just find this all a little, like weird. Documents should have, there should be, shall we say, checks and balances. I don't also understand the concept of there being documents that somebody can read and access post-presidency that wasn't on a computer or in a text or in an email. You know, I don't think anybody would want there to be any written, tangible evidence of any sort of intelligence, because somebody could steal it. National Archives are supposed to be able to control it. But apparently we have so much of it that it ends up having to be stored in somebody's garage. Now, my garage has the Christmas decorations, Hanukkah decorations, right? Stuff. Now, I mean, I have to put it there. They're still in the house. I mean, I took them down. But so that's what's in my garage. My garage has the extra potty boxes for the cats, if I need one. Maybe it has some extra water. But, I mean, I definitely don't have anything of sensitive material in the garage. So it's just kind of odd. So, according to Merrick Garland, he appointed Jack Smith, a special counsel, to investigate classified documents in possession of former President Donald Trump. When it was revealed that Biden also had classified documents dating back to when Biden was vice president, Republicans demanded a similar move by the Attorney General. So, you know, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. I mean, you're going to go after somebody, realize you're going to be gone after as well. So Garland had to move quickly and appoint somebody. And this is a cluster and a half. I mean, you know, are these documents even valid 5-6 years later? Did Obama, or does Biden even have, did he have the ability as vice president to declassify? That was a big question with Trump. If Trump was president, couldn't he, at the snap of a finger, say, okay, these are going to be declassified? Isn't the president allowed to declassify things as he goes, if he needs to be? I mean, I was under the impression it's a big process to declassify. It's a big deal. But, yeah, I mean, if something's at their house, isn't that you know, wouldn't they be, you know what, to play it safe, guys, let's just declassify. I don't know. So Garland said her is authorized to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with the classified documents. He said, I will conduct the assigned investigation with fair, impartial, and dispassionate judgment. I intend to follow the facts swiftly and thoroughly without fear or favor and will honor the trust placed in me to perform this service. That's tough. Now, Garland said her is independent. He's not going to be bullied by, you know, the current administration. He is free to do what he needs to. Her is 50 years old. He has served as United States Attorney for the District of Maryland from 2018 to 2021, served as Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General, and Trump appointed him to this job in Maryland when Trump was in office. So, not a lot of questions answered, but some of the questions that do need to be answered with this is, number one, is why did they make such a big deal about Trump when this happened while all that drama was unfolding? Apparently, these documents were found in Biden's residence back in November. Now, it wasn't Mar-a-Lago. That might have happened. Oh, I forget. Let me see when Mar-a-Lago was raided. Hold on a second. Let me just look up the date really quickly. I thought it was in the, like, end of August or something. There it was. Okay. So it was August. End of August. So while the debate was going on, and the midterms and all that, is it that somebody said, you know what? There's a chance that Biden has been doing the same thing. Obama's been doing the same thing. You know, everybody's starting to clean up their act. And maybe in November, somebody decided, they should have in August. You know, this would have been interesting to find in August. But we only heard about it now in January, second week of January. Some people might not think it's a big deal, but if you made a big deal about Trump, you got to make a big deal about this. We got to be consistent. Either don't make a big deal about it, or make a big deal about it for everybody. But the question came up when Trump was raided, was Trump the only president, ex-president in the whole entire world, that had stuff from his presidency? Or does Clinton have it? Or does Obama have it? Or does Bush? So my guess is everybody did some cleanup, but nobody thought about vice president. And here's Biden having stuff, and his lawyers found it. I'm a little confused, again, as to why it took a couple months for it to get revealed. I'm also confused at how it even got out. They could have not told anybody. This happened back in November. And then, I guess in Wilmington, they found that in December. So, there, obviously, there's like, what the hell's going on here? 1-877-DOC-TELL. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We have some more breaking news. Apparently, Alabama is now dealing with an extremely dangerous tornado. And on Twitter, the National Weather Service out of Birmingham has been sending severe warnings saying take shelter now. About a half hour ago, they said severe thunderstorm warnings are in effect across the northern half of the area. These storms are capable of producing half-dollar size hail and winds of at least 60 miles per hour. Take shelter in these storms. A couple minutes later, they said Autauga, Elmore, and Coosa counties, a considerable tornado in caps. A large and extremely dangerous tornado is moving northeast. If in this polygon, take shelter immediately. And you see the graphics, and it's pretty significant. Then they issued again, a tornado emergency has been issued for Autauga County. This is a life-threatening situation. Take shelter immediately. Then 21 minutes ago, they said the tornado in Autauga, Autauga is approaching the I-65. If on the interstate, get out of the path. Then a tornado emergency was issued through Coos, Elmore, and Chilton counties. They said this is a life-threatening situation, extremely dangerous. Seek shelter immediately if in the path of the storm. They say here, let me see, it's Alexander City now is right outside the polygon, but in the path. If you're in Alexander City, start getting your safety kit together. Make your way to your safe place now. So people are being told right now to seek shelter, get helmets, something to protect your head, get to the centermost room, lowest level. Smaller rooms, bathrooms, closets are better than large rooms. Get your pets. Get your safety kits. Mobile homes are not safe. Get to a sturdy building. So frightening. So frightening. You know, I love adopting animals, but I've told the kids, let's say I told you guys we have to evacuate now. What's your plan? Well, we need to grab this. We need to grab this. We got to grab the cat. We got four cats and a dog. Where are we going to put the cats when we grab the cat? You need one arm to carry your suitcase. You have one cat. Are we going to divide the cats? Who's in charge of which cat? What happens when the cat runs under the bed? Do we have a plan? We don't. We're not going to have a tornado here, Mom. Yeah, but there could be storms. There could be flooding. There could be fires. You always have to be prepared for an evacuation. You need a go-to bag. You need to have your medicines ready to go. You know, and people may be like, well, I'll go grab the jewelry. See, I don't have to. I don't have jewelry. So I don't ever have to worry about that. But they may be like, well, let's go into the safe. That might not be bad. The safe is in one area. But do you guys even know your combo to the safe? If you have to evacuate, you don't have time. Maybe take the safe with you. Make it a small safe. I don't know. But a lot of times we just don't realize that, the pets are an issue. And I love anytime anybody needs me to adopt an animal, I'm there. But you might have to rethink that. I think, it's safer to have the number of animals that you can be comfortable with and be able to evacuate with. But I got a little ranch, and I would have to corral four cats. The dog would be easy, because the dog listens. But cats, no way. I'm nervous about that, because I need my babies and my little fur babies. So Godspeed, we will keep you guys posted on this, but dangerous tornado happening right now in Alabama, and the National Weather Service is warning everybody to take cover in those areas. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Monterey, the Monterey Peninsula, we are being told could become an island because epic flooding is engulfing these cities and it doesn't look like there's any end in sight. CNN is reporting that Monterey Peninsula residents could soon be living on an island as mammoth flooding threatens to cut them off from the rest of California. The state has been hammered by a cascade of atmospheric rivers, long, narrow regions in the atmosphere that carry moisture thousands of miles. And it's frustrating because California has been dealing with a drought. Us in Nevada have been dealing with a drought. And then when it does rain, it comes like this. And we're being told that California is not equipped to be able to retain a lot of this water for the future. So a lot of it is going to be wasted. So the state now is dealing with a lot of destruction. 18 people have died. Neighborhoods have turned into lakes. Countless homes have been destroyed as a string of storms is toppling trees and paralyzing these communities over the past couple weeks. Now, we have been told that much of California is now lifted out of the extreme drought conditions. But that doesn't mean that the drought isn't still present and, plants can only do so much with the flooding. So it was some respite and some badly needed rain, but not this much. And more storms are on the way. Just south of the San Francisco Bay Area, cities like Monterey, Carmel, Pacific Grove, which are gorgeous, by the way, on the Monterey Peninsula could soon be severed, they said, due to the epic flood water. They said, if anyone was here in 1995, you know that during a large flooding event, the Monterey Peninsula became an island. People were either stuck on one side or the other. And we anticipate that we're going to go into a similar situation, but not as bad. Some of the roadways are going to be closed, and you could be stuck on one side or the other. The sheriff's office upgraded evacuation warnings to evacuation orders Wednesday. Monterey Peninsula may become an island like it did in the 1995 floods. So more ferocious weather, according to the Storm Prediction Center, is predicted. Heavy rain is going to be along Northern California coast into Oregon and Washington through Thursday night. Some of that is coming into northwestern Nevada. I'll be there next week. Not sure if I'll get some skiing in. But I got to tell you, there's going to be some nice powder there. Man, I'm going to be up in Tahoe at the end of next week, next weekend. Atmospheric river is going to pummel Northern California, Central California coast on Friday. Winter storm watches are beginning across the Sierra Nevada. They said heavy snowfall could lead to a dangerous mountain travel conditions Friday and Saturday at elevations over 5,000 feet. I may not even get to Tahoe if it's close. Second system is moving in on Saturday. Rainfall is going to spread south and begin to impact the whole state. Excessive rainfall threats will likely be issued for Central California. So 40 state routes were closed as of last night, according to state transportation spokesman Will Arnold. They said, we're asking the public, if you don't need to be on the roadways, please stay home and avoid any non-essential trips. Already, over 100 National Guard members were in San Luis Obispo County searching for the missing 5-year-old Kyle Doan. He was swept away from a vehicle that was surrounded by floodwater. So tragic. Now, less than 1% of California is still under the, quote, extreme drought. That is down from one-third of the state just 2 weeks ago. So the drought monitor updated. I just don't know if that's going to, be able to hold them over for the year. But they said intense precipitation in California the past few weeks, particularly late December and early January, has significantly reduced drought intensity. In 15 days, swaths of California received 50 to 70% of the amount of precipitation that they would usually get in a whole year. Isolated areas like near Santa Barbara had more than 90% of their annual precipitation happen. But there's still designation. 95% of the state still is designated drought. So either moderate to severe. And it gave us a boost in that area, but not enough to hold on. So hang in there, people. We definitely have severe weather. Weather has been changing. I'm not going to blame my hamburger. I don't think eating vegan this weekend will do anything to stop the storms. Eating vegan is great if you want to do it, but we need to shift our focus on, as weather changes, as things are tumultuous, and they have been for centuries, that we come up with better ways to grab flood water, to evacuate people, to pump out water, to decrease snow burdens like we saw in Buffalo, to have military able to come in and rescue people. I think we've been arguing about how to stop the storms, and I don't know how much control we have. I just don't think we have the control we think we do. I want to protect the environment. I want to protect our ozone layer, even though we're finding that that's actually repairing itself right now. But I want to protect the environment, minimize pollution. But I would rather see some of this money going to, all right, let's build the levees. We know New Orleans is going to be dealing with more flooding, with hurricanes. We know Florida will too. All right, I think there's better things we could be spending our money on right now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A special counsel will investigate the discovery of classified documents in an old office and the personal home of President Biden. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he received the initial investigation conducted by the U.S. attorney in Chicago.
I concluded that under the special counsel regulations, it was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
That special counsel is Robert Hur, a former assistant U.S. attorney who's now in private practice. Crews are working all over California to fix power lines and cut up down trees, victims of the relentless line of storms blasting the Pacific coast. And wind and possible tornadoes are plaguing the deep south today. Several homes and other structures in western Alabama damaged by a line of storms this morning. More flights, more cancellations today as the nation airlines try to recover from yesterday's four-hour grounding caused by the failure of a computer system. Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked if I was ever going to go electric, and I think we were talking about it yesterday, and I was worried about having all electric or all, fuel, and I think we should hedge, in case something happens with fuel, I got electric, anything happens to our power grid, I have fuel, but I can't afford an electric car right now. And I'm definitely not giving up my car. I love my Corvette. I love it a lot. Don't worry, there's no classified documents near it. I like to keep it protected. It doesn't want to be by classified documents, would never force it to be by classified documents. But it's a used car. I was able to afford a used Corvette. So I love it. I'm going to take care of that baby. So if I do have to get an electric car, I'm not trading my Corvette in. But my husband's not going to trade his car in because he's got a truck. And I'm a big fan of having trucks. Sometimes you need to throw everything in the back, pile up. Your truck is so useful. You can move with it. You can store it. You can. I love having a truck. So, interestingly, there was a study. Data was published by online automotive research giant IC Cars, and they looked at the most popular used cars in the sale in the, by sales and state, and pickups dominated the market. The Ford F-150 and the Chevy Silverado took the top two spots. My husband has a Chevy Silverado. It was the most purchased used car in the United States last year, probably because people are moving. They're getting out of Dodge. Drivers in 31 out of 50 states preferred the relatively affordable pickup over other options. The results were published this week by the automotive research giant IC Cars. Chevy Silverado came in second. Full-size pickups are dominating the secondhand market. A few of the usual suspects rounded up the top 10, like the true Honda Civic and the Toyota Corolla. They said the data shows there is no denying America's love affair with trucks. This is something that also is very appreciated by rural America as well. But there is so much we could do with our truck. We could tow our boat. We can, you know, it's, you know, these sedans are nice. And the sedans may be a little bit more fuel efficient, but we need utility. And people like utility. They don't want to be hooked up always to an electric grid. I'm really nervous about that. The report looked at 10 million sales. It breaks down what model was most popular in each state. All the vehicles analyzed by the research site were between 1 and 5 years old. You know, because if you're going to buy a used car, you're barely going to, you know, you don't really usually buy like a 10-year-old car. And the F-150 took 3.3% of the total share. That's huge. The car was the first in Ford's Super Duty lineup. So it appears to be the preferred option for virtually all of middle America, where farming and labor jobs call for a flatbed. The pickup cost $34,500 brand new, we're being told. And it was even popular in Washington, Maine, and Alaska. The Silverado debuted in 1999. They have sold more than 10 million since 2014. My husband loves his Chevy Silverado, and it's silver in color. Let me see what else we have. The third was Dodge's Ram. We knew that. Fact, the movie Twister, remember in the 90s with Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton? That Dodge Ram survived a tornado. I remember my husband going, we need to get a Ram. We were watching that movie. I was like, yeah, that Ram could stay pretty put on that. That's it. That, yeah. And then, you know, the towing capacities are pretty good. And that's the other thing, too. We need to be able to tow. We can even tow another car. So it's fantastic. Fourth was Chevy Stable. Let me see. That's, I think, an SUV. Also affordable. So, you know, if their list price is $26,000, $30,000, you might be able to get it used in the tens. Depends on what the blue book is. But they say the even though gasoline prices have dropped, you know, trucks, sometimes they vary in their usage and in their fuel. Oh my gosh, what's the word? I'm sorry that I'm trying to find the term I need. You know, their mileage. People need utility. And this is the problem we're going to have when we're trying to convert all of America to electric vehicles. Right? We use our vehicles as tools. You might have some that use it to show off. You might have some that use them to, you know, for other means or political statements or whatever. But when you use your vehicle as a tool, you need it reliable. You know what's interesting? You know, my husband got me for Christmas a new computer because I do a lot of computer work. And I can't use it. It's kind of fancy. I like my laptop. I just need something that I can rely on. And I can't take a week off to adjust to the new computer. It's different. And it's not that I dislike the gift. I need a computer. I need a, you know, desktop. But I need to trust what I'm using. And a lot of us, we need that trust. Now, electric vehicles are pretty popular, and everybody that I know has one loves it. But they also, some of them also might not admit if they think they made a mistake. Because I have some friends who are like, oh yeah, it's good, it's good, yeah, it's good. I'm like, no, 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 but tell me, is it really good? So some of my friends have been really honest. And some of them have said, you know, I sometimes can't find a place to charge it. Or some will say, I'm not going to take it on a long trip. I'm just going to use that in the state. And then if I have to go on a long trip, I'll use the other car. But we need, before we make legislation, we need to have just a little bit, you know, whenever we launch a medication, we go by clinical trials, but most of the data we really get and most of the learning comes from when it's out there. And then people are using it in the trial and error. And they're like, oh, wait a second. Looks like you can't mix Viagra with nitrates. People are dropping. Well, that should have been picked up in clinical trials, but it wasn't picked up until people started dropping once it was out there and in use. So same thing with electric vehicles. We're being told that electric vehicles are pretty damn heavy. And the National Transportation Safety Board expressed concern about the safety risks if a heavy electric vehicle hit a lighter vehicle. We've been able to make our vehicles lighter to make them more fuel efficient. But the electric GMC Hummer weighs 9,000 pounds. Its battery is 2,900 pounds, or 1.3 kilos. A Honda Civic weighs less than 2,900 pounds, or less than the car's battery. So according to Jennifer Homendy, who is the head of the National Transportation Safety Board, she says, I am concerned about the increased risk of severe injury and death for all road users from heavier curb weights and increasing size, power, and performance of vehicles on our roads, including electric vehicles. They said the extra weight that electric vehicles typically carry stems from their outsized mass of their batteries. To achieve 300 or more miles of range per charge, the batteries have to weigh thousands of pounds. Now, that could change. I mean, look at what we've done with computers. But they say some battery chemistries are trying to be developed to have the potential to pack more energy into less mass. But right now, most of the mass is around that battery. And I'm still not entirely convinced of the safety. I understand we have had more car fires with fuel fires. I get that. But it seems to me that we have a lot of fires that include electric vehicles. And I think they might be more likely to catch fire. We still are troving through data, and we're still going to get more data as more of these electric vehicles come out. So every now and then I'm driving to work and there's a car on the road that's in flames, and I can't tell what the brand is of the car, but the car's just sitting there in flames. And we know Chevy Volt had issues. We know some of the previous cars had issues. So these batteries are heavy, and most of the weight of the car is the battery. And that's as opposed to we're used to the gas tank, you know, being the big power source. So their investigation is going to hopefully be ongoing, and it can't come soon enough because Biden wants to phase out vehicles by 2030 and have at least half of all the new sales of vehicles be electric in the next 7 years. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every year we find out which states do better in terms of being healthier. And there's a whole bunch of different surveys that come out, which is the happiest, which is the healthiest. Hawaii always seems to just top the list. Well, here we are with the states with the highest life expectancy. And this is according to online pharmacy NiceRx, and they found that Hawaii ends up topping the list at 80 years, 8 months. If I lived in Hawaii, I could see why. It's gorgeous. People there are nice, lots of fish, a lot of sunlight, a lot of outdoorsy things you could do, swimming and, you know, surfing and fishing, and so Hawaii beats them all. Washington State, the life expectancy is 79 years and 2 months. Minnesota, 79 years and a month. California, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire all tie at 79 years. Oregon and Vermont tie at 78 years. Utah comes 78 and 7 months. Connecticut and Idaho, 78 years and 5 months. Colorado, 78 years and 4 months. Rhode Island, 78 years and 3 months. Maine, 77 years and 9 months. All right, who did the worst? Mississippi. Mississippi, 71 years and 11 months was the life expectancy. Now, that's inexcusable. To have a state, we're only talking a state, within our amazing country, to have that much of a difference, it's inexcusable. We need to do better. West Virginia, 72 years and 10 months. Louisiana, 73 years and 1 month life expectancy. Alabama, 73 years and 2 months. Kentucky, 73 years and 6 months. Tennessee and Arkansas were 73 years, 10 months. Oklahoma, 74 years and a month. New Mexico, 74 years and 6 months. South Carolina, 74 years and 10 months. Indiana, 75 years. So when you look at the best of the worst 10 and the worst of the top 10, Maine and Indiana differ by almost 3 years. That's still too much. Now, when people hear this, they go, okay, I don't get this with life expectancy. I have relatives that live till 90. Good for you. I don't. No man in my family lives past 62. It's scary stuff. The women live longer, but we get cancer or something. But life expectancy means that we have the ability. If you do things right and you watch for cancer and all that, you could expect, on average, to live well into your 70s, into your 80s. Prior to the pandemic and prior to the fentanyl and overdose crisis and all that, we were well going into our 80s with life expectancy. Now, if somebody dies who's younger, that shifts it. It shifts the average. So if you lose children, as we did with polio years ago, or with other childhood diseases, the life expectancy shrank. You know, people are confused. They say, I don't get it. In the 1930s and 40s, the life expectancy was only 40, 50 years old. Yet there's people I see in pictures in their 90s. It's because you had a lot of childhood death or people lost their lives in the war. That shifted the age. So life expectancy is based on an average. So if you have family members that can live until their 90s, there's a good chance you can too. But the national life expectancy will drop and continue to drop as we have more suicides, as we have more kids getting, you know, young teenagers and young men and women being shot or killed or murdered, or that affects the life expectancy. Now, you could change the life expectancy to not include crime or not include, but that's not the point. Life expectancy is if you are born, what, and you're living now, what should you be able to expect in terms of longevity? And that's why we use that number. We don't start to, you know, screen it out. Now, over and over and over again, we hear about the states in the South. The Southeast seem to struggle. New Mexico, interesting to be included in that, Oklahoma. But the South and the Southeast are struggling when it comes to life expectancy. Yet the Pacific seems to do well, and the Eastern Seaboard, back Northeast. So what is it? Is it the sunlight? Well, Northeast get less sun than the Sun Belt. Florida seems to be doing pretty good. So what is it about the South? People say, well, it's the diet. People say it's the poverty. Lack of medical access. I'm licensed in Alabama and Mississippi. They're not lying. There are not enough doctors. There's not enough hospitals. Not enough urgent cares. There's also cultural attitudes towards things. You know, like the COVID vaccine, I get it. A lot of people are like, I don't want to get the vaccine because if I have a reaction, where do I go? There's no place to go. I'm feeling fine now. I'd rather keep it safe. So there's, you know, but we keep seeing this. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes. Study after study after study, keeps pointing to that. So then let's do something about it. What's wrong in those states? What's going on? Why? What aren't we fixing? And it's over and over and over again. Is there more crime? Is that affecting the life expectancy? No, there's a lot of crime in Chicago. A lot of crime in New York. A lot of crime in California. I think it's really how we're approaching medicine, how we're approaching food. And these are things that we really need to address. The opioid epidemic is killing a lot of younger individuals. The drugs coming over. That needs to be limited. I really don't think it's Dr. Smith and his 30 tabs of Lortab for your recent surgery. I don't think it's that. I think people are using harder drugs. You know, and I watch, you know, the games and the, I don't really see, and even though I do have a lot of patients that are obese, but I have obese patients throughout, I'm licensed in 12 states. I see obese patients throughout the United States. There's something else going on. Either poor food quality, poor access, poor screening. I don't know, but it's, if it's over and over and over again, this is something that should be able to be addressed. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we're getting a little bit of news on the FAA outage that happened yesterday that grounded planes for hours. The U.S. flight operations appear to be back to normal, and they believe it was a damaged database file or a corrupt file. Now, again, that could have been a cyber attack. But 11,000 flights in now the U.S. had to be delayed. At least 1,300 were canceled. The FAA said they are seeing no unusual delays this morning. There's always delays, but not, shall we say, unusual. So let me just see if I have any data right now. I don't know if I do. Let me see. FlightAware is usually my go-to for that. So they say major airlines like Delta, United, American, Southwest announced they do expect normal operations. We right now have 2,700 delays within the United States. That's a far cry from yesterday, where there was almost 11,000. Senior government officials said it was a corrupted file. It affected both the primary and backup systems of the FAA's notice to air mission system. At this time, there's no evidence of a cyber attack. Now, I heard a rumor that NOTAM, which is the notice to air mission system, was undergoing a revamp by Pete Buttigieg to be more inclusive, that they were changing airmen to pilots, and they were fixing a lot of the terminology. I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not. But there is going to be a full investigation. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.